Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is our 42nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Boy, there's a great message here. Boy, when you're in a valley, man, start digging your well. God will provide for you. Well, not only that, there was a well of springing water, running water. You know, most of these wells, they were man-made, and they had to fill them up with, like, cisterns and all. They'd carry water, and it would hold water. Not this one, man. It was springing water. They hit like an artesian well. I hope y'all get a spiritual application. I started reading this past week, man. Man, the rivers of living water. Remember Jesus talking to that woman at the well? These wells, they're going to run dry. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. Amen. Well, he found there a well of springing water. Literally, it was living water. It was coming forth out of the ground. And the herdman of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdman, saying, "That water's ours." Remember, this property's all out there, kind of like you're homesteading. He's moving from one place to another, and somebody else said, "That's my property." Well, it was barren. Nobody was taking care of it, you know, and we started tending it and all. We dug a well here, and that verse number 20 says, "That water's ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. The word Esek means contention. Contention, because of the fighting. Well, verse number 21, they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called that name Sitnah, which literally means hatred. Over, you know, people fight over, I won't go there. Verse number 22, and he removed from this and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. He said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall dwell in this fruitful land." The word Rehoboth literally means there's room. He finally can settle in the first place for a short while, and we shall be fruitful of the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night. Again, the second time that we find the Lord appeared unto Isaac. "I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and will multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." Now look at verse number 25. And he's speaking of Isaac, building an altar there. This is the first and the only time we find Isaac building an altar. Interesting. Remember back in the day with Abraham, Isaac was laid on an altar. Here's the first time we find in Scripture, and don't see any other time. Abraham continually built altars. Remember? He'd go to a place, he'd build an altar. This is the only time we find Isaac building an altar. And he called upon the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. And I don't want to go way out in this place, but I tell you, I like that. He pitched his tent there. When you're at the presence of the Lord, you need to pitch your tent there. When you find where God is, you need to pitch your tent there and hang around, see what God's going to do. Then verse number 26, and God continued to bless him. Remember, he's going from here to yonder, to the fro. Isaac is digging the wells, and they're stopping up wells, and finally he finds a place, and God's blessing him. He pitched his tent, and then verse number 26, then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Azuzath, one of his friends, and Phicolah, the chief captain of his army, some big dogs, went to see Isaac. And Isaac said to them, "Wherefore have you come to see? Why are you here, seeing you hate me? And you sent me away from you?" Matter of fact, remember Abimelech said, "Get out of here. You're mightier than we are." And now here, a short time later, Abimelech comes to Isaac with the chief captain and one of his dear friends. And Isaac said, "Why are you here? I thought you hated me." I marked something in my Bible. Let me read it. Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Let that one sink in. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that's what happened to Isaac. Okay? They were his enemies. But yet Isaac's ways pleased the Lord. Remember, he built an altar. An altar is a place not of just sacrifice, it's a place of worship. He would worship the Lord, and the Lord, he pitched his tent by that altar, and the Lord blessed him. And Abimelech saw that in verse number 28. We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. Now remember, these are heathen. Know nothing about Jehovah God. Nothing. But they knew there was something different about Isaac, and they knew something that Isaac's God was much bigger than their God. Gods. We certainly saw that the Lord was with thee, and we said, Let there now be an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we might touch thee, and as we have done nothing unto thee but good. Well, that's not quite true, but and have sent thee away in peace. That's not quite true, but anyway, kind of a half-truth. Remember, they stopped all the wells and chasing him around, and they were striving. The herdmen were all striving. So anyway, this guy Abimelech could be a good politician. Tell you what you want to hear, okay? We left you in peace. Well, not really, but, you know, we let you do what you want. Not really, but all right. We've done nothing. We sent you away. But again, verse number 29, thou art now the blessed of the Lord. All these things, but the Lord's blessing you. Isaac, there's something about you and about your God that we don't know nothing about. And again, that's how the world ought to see us. Not that we're driving nice vehicles, not that we're living in houses, but we have something they don't have. And that's the love and the peace of God in our life. When troubles come in your life, how do you handle it? When these wells were stopped up, what did Isaac fight and fume? And well, he went and dug another one. Here they came, buried it. What did he do? Well, I'll just dig another one. There's lessons we can learn from this guy, okay, from Isaac. When difficulties come, what do? We fuss and we complain and we blame everybody, even God. And boy, last year was a terrible year. There's no doubt about it. But I promise you, I said this on my pastor's phone call Friday. If you'll count your blessings from 2020, they will far outweigh the trouble we went through last year. We focus on those awful things, and there were some awful things that happened last year. But the blessings outstrip. Those things that happened to us last year. And when people out there look at us, how do we relate? How do we handle when sickness, when disease, when death, when financial struggles, whatever it may be, family problems, how do we handle it? Well, Isaac's enemy said, boy, there's something different about you, and we know the Lord is blessing you. Let's have peace among ourselves. And verse number 30, and he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink, and they rose up quickly in the morning and sware one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come see us this week for our World Missions Conference. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 p.m. with great preaching and music. And then, on Saturday, January 30th, at 6 p.m., the Tribute Quartet will be with us. You don't want to miss these events. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.